June 19th marks the federal holiday of Juneteenth that marks the end of legal and state-sanctioned slavery in the United States of America. Earlier this month, the Albemarle Board of Supervisors issued a proclamation recognizing the occasion. Ed Brooks, the program coordinator for the Yancey School Community Center, accepted the proclamation. Here are his comments in full.
The comment was made, I had to carry a gun. And that comment was made at the Brooks household several years ago as we gathered around the dinner table and our three children, and we normally had these discussions. The comment was made by my wife, Tracy, as she related how she was chosen and received the honor to play the role of Harriet Tubman in grade school, Tacoma Elementary in Washington, D.C. And I responded and said, yeah, that makes sense. You know, you got to have a gun when you're traveling through the wilderness and you have to fight off bears and different critters and everything. And her response was, no, actually, you don't know. I had to carry the gun because it was for my enslaved companions. And the response there was that anyone who ventured to escape from slavery with Harriet Tubman could not return. And I was fascinated by that. Having read of stories where in a few military cases that generals burn the bridges behind them, which is not the greatest loyalty act that can be happening. But I was just intrigued by it. And I started reading the autobiography of Harriet Tubman more than once, at least seven times, because I didn't know a whole lot about this institution of slavery. But as I read through her autobiography, I began to understand it. Someone that would return 13 times to help family and friends escape to freedom. And what isn't known is that on her first attempt with her brothers, they actually turned back. And that's when she swore that she would never, ever, ever again allow that to happen. And so we know today the history of the triumphs that she went through to bring people out of slavery. And I bring that up as a prelude before talking about Juneteenth on a national level, as well as on a local level. Because the Civil War actually was about the ending of slavery. My son last year for Father's Day, and I would recommend it, a great book by the Charles River editors. It's called Juneteenth, The History and Legacy of the Holiday That Commemorates the End of Slavery in the South. And we do celebrate the arrival of General Gordon Granger into Galveston, Texas on June the 19th of 1865, because it was a great day. But there were a lot of things that led up to that, and some things that I really didn't even know as President Lincoln grappled with this catastrophic war to end this institution of slavery in the United States. 1862, the Battle of Antietam is when the draft copy of the Emancipation Proclamation was first read. It gave a little bit of credence to the fact that there was a victory in that war, although technically a tie. You know, the South did retreat. And so he did draft that Emancipation Proclamation that actually freed the slaves that were in the areas that were in rebellion only. And it was only a name because you had to win the war. But I did not know that there was a conference in Hampton, Virginia in December of 1865. December of 1864, where they actually met Lincoln and Jefferson Davis, and he did not want to preclude at all. He wanted these two states to exist, and Lincoln said that cannot happen. And he declared in his annual message to Congress on December 6th that Jefferson Davis would accept nothing short of severance of the Union, precisely what we will not and cannot give. And his declarations to this effect are explicit and often repeated. He cannot voluntarily reaccept the Union, and we cannot voluntarily yield it. The issue between him and us can only be tried by war and decided by victory. March 3rd, 1865, Sheridan comes into Charlottesville, and the University of Virginia officials, as well as the city officials, they do surrender at that point, freeing 14,000 enslaved people here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. April 3rd, the fall of Richmond. April the 9th, Robert E. Lee, the most respected commander in the Confederacy, surrenders at Appomattox. And April 15th, President Lincoln is assassinated at Ford's Theater. And these were all of the events that led up to June 19th, as this war, terrible war, did end. And then the 13th Amendment was ratified by 27 of the 36 states by the end of December. And so just relaying a little bit of those local facts to a little bit here in Virginia, as well as the city of Charlottesville, I do want to mention that the Juneteenth celebration has actually been here in Charlottesville since 2000. And I am honored to stand here on behalf of the Yancey Community Center in Albemarle County and to receive this proclamation. But I'm doing so standing as a native of this community, having returned that there are many organizations that honor Juneteenth, have honored Juneteenth, and are still working to create equitable and inclusion spaces, telling the full history narratives. Some of these are former colleagues, many are friends. I am going to call several organizations, and I have a few friends that showed up today, and I would just ask if they could stand up as I call your organization's name. I do want to start with a good friend and a former teacher of my children at B.F. Yancey Elementary School, Ms. Maxine Holland. She actually, well, Professor Tamara Turner from PVCC actually held the first Juneteenth celebration in Charlottesville in 2000 on 10th Street here in Charlottesville. And then from 2001 to 2015, she was joined by Ms. Maxine Holland, who has been an educator. She's a native of the Cobham area, retired from Albemarle High School a few years ago, has given her life to this community. And I would just like for her to stand for the 15 years that she organized this event at PVCC, along with Professor Latasha Levy and Tamara Turner. Just did a fabulous job all the way around. And we thank you for that, Ms. Maxine. We really do appreciate it. Albemarle County local government, it's not lost on us that we have the pictures that are in the entry hallway on the Union Mills community that is out at Riverview Farm. But those pictures, they do mean a lot. And also the placing of the historical marker in the lynching death of John Henry James at the county courthouse. And this is huge. The vote on September 2020 for the removal of the Confederate statue at the courthouse. And you were the first local body in Virginia under the new Virginia statute to remove this by vote. And that speaks for the community. And it is removed, and it means a lot in terms of justice. The Yancey Community Center, where I serve now as the program coordinator, I do want to recognize if my friends could stand up from the Yancey Advisory Panel. We are moving the community forward on health and wellness, and just a lot of fun too, if you see the pictures, but it is all about changing some of the metrics as we go along with health and wellness. I thank my friends for showing up today, and the Heritage and History exhibit, which is in the lobby when you come in. It just speaks a lot. As I attended Yancey Elementary School, but I went to Scottsville Elementary School first. My mother was an ardent NAACP member, and she believed in the messages of integration. But I did come back to Yancey in the second grade in 67, and that's 13 years after the Brown versus Board of Education decision, but it was an integrated environment at that point in time. I would also like for my colleagues from Parks and Rec to just stand up. I have merged into that unit from the Department of Equity and Inclusion, and we are moving the ball in terms of just Simpson Park and some of the things we're doing. I would like to invite everyone that's here for the last weekend of June, that we are going to be celebrating a tour of the African-American historical sites in Scottsville on Saturday the 24th, starting at 10 o'clock at Union Baptist Church on Hardware Street Extended. It will end at the Scottsville Museum. That is being coordinated through the organization that I serve on the board with for Preservation Piedmont. I also have friends today here that have joined today for that. And this is something that we do a lot in terms of just community organizations, but they have opened it up this time so that more than just the members. of Preservation Piedmont can attend. Monticello. Before I came to this position, I was at Monticello for 5 years, had the honor of being there for the opening of the Sally Hemings exhibit, learned a lot. And I have friends here today from Monticello as well. If you could just stand for a moment, would appreciate it. More than anything, in my post by the door, I could listen to the slavery tours that was going on Mulberry Row. And there's a lot to know there, but they are truly sharing the full historical narrative. James Monroe Highland, my last 6 months prior to coming here as well, I was at both Monticello and James Monroe Highland. We told the full story there as well, of just the history of enslavement there as well. This coming Saturday is Descendants Day at Highland. Yancey will be there for the second year in a row. And I do invite those who can from 11 to 4 to drop by Highland on this coming Saturday. Morven, we've just become friends with Morven. And we've hosted our Yancey advisory panel meeting there. It's just been great. That particular tract of land was purchased for Thomas Jefferson's adopted son, William Short, who didn't believe in slavery. And so he never actually allowed slavery during his time period to even exist there to start. University of Virginia, the monument to enslaved workers, the Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. They're doing a lot in this community. The UVA Equity Center. We use the Albemarle County Equity Profile, which was developed by them for actual outcome numbers that we're using to track the community. The Ivy Creek Nature Area at Riverview Farm. I can't say enough about this collaborative between the County of Albemarle and the City of Charlottesville. We have a historical marker there for Hugh Carr, and we have just done a lot to recognize Hugh Carr and his acquisition of 200 acres post being an enslaved person on the Wingfield Plantation. And I thank my friends for joining us here today. I mentioned Preservation Piedmont already, the Daughter of Zion Cemetery. There are a lot of people from Riverview Farm that are buried there. They're descendants of that community. Virginia Humanities have done a lot with grants in this area to promote equity and inclusion, including my position with Yancey and the starting of the first 3 years. We appreciate that. The United Way of Greater Charlottesville, the Envision, they are really just opening up spaces that just heretofore have not been opened. The Charlottesville Area Community Foundation, I said Virginia Humanities, Albemarle County Schools. I was out at PVCC to give a speech before the new board that is here to talk about the value of inclusive history. The Scottsville Museum. The town of Scottsville, we now have a marker there for Minerva Lewis. The Charlottesville Albemarle Historical Society, the information they have is priceless in terms of digging up full histories. The Jefferson School African American Heritage Center, they now are the place for the Juneteenth celebration here in Charlottesville. That happens on the official weekend of June 15th through the 17th. Piedmont Community College, as I mentioned earlier, they allowed the Juneteenth Festival to be held there for 15 consecutive years from 2001 to 2015. The Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau. We have an offshoot, I would say it's not the right word, but Discover Black Seaville is a part of CACBB, and I'm proud to be a part of that committee. We are actually hired a consultant that is going to promote the historical narratives of the African-American community all over the United States and the world. And we've already captured three major tourism accolades for that work as well. Albemarle Chihamba African Arts Festival, this will be their 33rd year of hosting that festival here in Charlottesville. Tireless workers. We went to a ball over the weekend that they had. The Center at Belvedere, new organization in terms of the structure, but they've been around a long time. And they are doing great work out there with inclusive spaces. The Piedmont Environmental Council, working with them in terms of just including more information, full narratives on the African-American history with the rural historic districts. Tom Tom Festival, a huge African-American Black Party every year. The Charlottesville Albemarle NAACP. Have been around for a long time, and the marker that's with the Charlottesville 12 is right here on the lawn of this building. It is incredible in terms of the work that they did. And there are many more churches, fraternities, sororities, and fraternal organizations that have contributed to this community as we know it today. And we do appreciate that. And I will end with this. The quotes that have driven this country and through the enslavement period, I think it's the freedom spirit that even drove Harriet Tubman all the way from, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We remember 47 years ago after that Gettysburg battle. And we said this at the beginning, but I think it does hold true as President Lincoln would accept nothing, not an abolitionist by any means, but he grew to understand that the nation could not be divided. So one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, is how I want to end my remarks today. And thank you all so much for your time.